Hey, everybody. We're Bob and Audrey, a husband and wife team.
And this is our podcast all about relationships.
We are marriage and relationship enthusiasts, believing there is a God-given design to thrive in both life and love.
And we think that Jesus is amazing and worth following with everything you have. On this podcast, we are putting together the truths and best practices we have learned over our 35 years of marriage, and more specifically, over the past 18 years, where we have spent our lives helping people love their relationships.
After getting through our own family crisis, we became passionate about rescuing and mentoring others. We have authored numerous books and developed on-demand courses that can be found on our website, lovemarriedlife.com.
And with all that said, let's dive into the episode for this week.
We do welcome you to this week's podcast. This is episode number 59.
We are so thankful for you. You might be driving or walking or trying to fall asleep, but whatever it is, I want you to know that we are honored and privileged to be part of your life and so thankful for you.
And I believe that today there will be a deposit made within your heart and the opportunity given for you to be able to step into, you know, I think just a whole new level or area of life. The podcast is all about relationships. So we always want to do something that would benefit and be able to take your relationships to the next level. So today we're actually going to be eventually getting to the place of responding in the opposite spirit. When Audrey and I first heard this, it was something that, again, it took years of applying, you know, and in our parenting and just so many other ways.
But it became revolutionary.
Revolutionary.
Yes. And Bob, I just want to talk about last week's podcast a little bit. For those of you who missed it, it was episode 58, Resolving the Real Me. And we really took time and attention to you and the design that God really loved to design when he dreamed you up many before you were even born. And we love that whole
subject. And the response has just been really good. So if you did miss it, I'd really like for you to go back. But what we have here is we want to help you with the obstacles.
Yes.
And application is everything. So if you're sensing some resistance and it's just like, oh yeah, that was good. Oh, now I'm on to this week's podcast. I really would encourage you, go back, revisit, and just press through, you know, any kind of resistors or obstacles you may be sensing.
So good, Bob, because for your relationship to get to better, you have to get better first. You're the important part of the equation. And if you don't ask the right questions, you're not going to get the right answers or the hope that you're looking for. But the right question is, who is the real me? And those obstacles you're talking about are so real. I kind of thought of the three evil friends that would want to write the real me with you when
the evil stepsisters. Yeah, is that let's what call
them.
The, into?
We'll call them three evil stepsisters.
We'll call
them guilt, regret, and doubt.
Yeah,
because guilt wants to sit down beside you as you write that real me and say, and as you're writing that, I am Audrey, the real me, that Jesus has completely restored my innocence and he sees me and smiles at me. That's the truth. But guilt wants to include my sin and said, how can you write that?
Yeah.
Don't you remember when you did this or this or this or this? Listen, guys, we get it. Sometimes guilt just needs to be like removed from your friendship list.
Where there's guilt, awesome. I get to repent.
Yes. Guilt can have a good effect.
I want you to know how fully loved and forgiven you really are.
Completely forgiven. And the other evil stepsister, as you called it, Bob.
I got it.
Yes, you got it, is regret. And regret includes your mistakes, not always your sin necessarily, but regret wants to tell you, you know, just remind you of the places you failed, remind you of the places that you just needed, you know, should have done something different. You know, regret is an evil, evil voice.
And it really wants to simply disqualify you.
Yeah. Good word.
It just disqualifies you and is just like, how could I ever do this? But again, I'm choosing life and I'm choosing to come in agreement with what my Father says about me to be true. If I really want my relationships to be different, then Lord, heal my heart. Mm-hmm. Because when I change, my relationships change.
And the reason we're telling you about these things is just to really encourage you, because resistance wants to prevent you from writing out the real you. But let me just speak this straight to your heart. Mm-hmm. You are worth it. Like, there, you are worth getting to know, and you are worth writing about, you know?
The third one is doubt.
Mm-hmm.
Is this really necessary? Is this really going to make a difference?
Yeah.
And I think, as we've shared in the previous podcast, you know, our daughter Janelle has just so championed this.
Yes.
But it has completely transformed her heart and life. The other day we were, you know, kind of going through our computer looking at old pictures.
Yeah, that was fun.
The different seasons of our life.
Yeah, it was probably the last 10 years.
Robert says, wow. Dad, you are really thin in that picture. You know, that's thanks, son. And he's the opposite. It's like, oh, Robert, you are chubby. And now he's super thin. But when we came across pictures of our daughter, Janelle, she just went through a difficult season of her life. But then Jesus began to heal her broken heart. And with intention, okay, she pressed through and she says, If I'm really going to live the life, not only that I want, but what I believe God wants for me, then Jesus, you're going to have to heal me. And so it has just really been wonderful. And of not only for her, but for her husband, you know, for her family, just everything has changed.
I love the real Janelle. I love Janelle
so much,
our daughter.
And I brought that up is that Robert, the pictures.
Oh, yeah.
And Robert looks, whoa. Janelle looked different.
Yes.
That's why I brought it up.
He brought that up.
Yeah, you look at those and it's just like,
I see the softness and the healing and the peace. Well,
the beauty. Always beautiful.
Always beautiful.
Anyhow.
Okay. And one of her friends is a really close friend of ours as well. And she's doing the Real Me this week. And she says, Janelle, your mom told me that you're doing this and you wrote this
out. You've done this, yes.
And she would find, you know, pieces of paper under the couch where you've written the Real Me. And Janelle just giggled and said, okay. She said, I'm struggling. The friend said, I'm struggling because sometimes I feel like I'm a fraud or something. Like, I can't write this about myself. This is just too amazing or too good or too free. You know, I laugh out loud and all these things that was written in the Real Me. And Janelle said, if you come across a line, this is what I did. I'll give you a little bit of advice, she said. Where did that accent come from?
I don't know.
She says, I'll give you some advice. When you come to a line in the Real Me, where you're saying something, you know, about who God created you to be.
And it's hard for you to say about yourself.
She said, I used to come to one of those lines and my favorite number is 5. So I would write it down 5 times. And if that didn't work, then I would do it 15 times until I could feel it, I could imagine it, and I could feel loved by God. Yeah. And you know, when we get ourselves right and just amazing with God, then we can have amazing relationships. That's why we're talking about this.
All right, so we're bringing it up just simply to bring encouragement.
Yeah.
Okay, break through the inertia. You know, get it started. Just begin. Write it out in headline form, you know, work out sentences, write a paragraph, whatever it might be, but do something every single day.
And again, in the blog, in our article, blog, however you find it on the website, episode number 58, Resolving the Real Me, you can read Bob and I's initial Real Me.
It's there.
Yeah. You can copy us on some of them. I don't care. It's all good.
It's good. Hey, now let's move into today.
Yes.
And this was my thought, you know, after last week is like, you know, writing out the Real Me was so life transforming for us. And then I thought, you know, what other very simple truth, you know, was really revolutionary, you know, for us? And one of them was responding in the opposite spirit.
I'm so glad you brought that up.
And just even that simple phrase is like, yeah, well, sure, yeah, of course. But boy, does it influence your relationships.
I think of responding in the opposite spirit. If you can kind of put in an overarching concept to this, it is kind of like the fire of conflict enters into a relationship and all of a sudden a fresh drenching rain comes and just puts out the fire. That's what we mean by responding in the opposite spirit.
For me, I also see it as a call to serve.
Hmm.
If If really want to thrive in my relationships, mm-hmm. and in my marriage, you know, in my parenting, in my business, if I would choose to, you know, respond in the opposite spirit.
Yeah.
Okay. Rather than looking to be served, I want to, am going to outserve you.
You are so good right now, Bob, because you know what? It gives, makes you a giver and not a taker.
Yeah.
Yeah, I love that.
And so when I do, then I do begin to impact culture. Mm-hmm. Then I actually begin to occupy a space that has actually been void. And that is, I'm going to serve. Jesus says, you want to be the greatest amongst them
everybody.
All? Be the greatest server.
Right.
And so many people are waiting for their day, waiting for their position,
yeah.
waiting for their opportunity, mm-hmm. trying to climb whatever ladder it might be. Mm-hmm. But rather than waiting to lead, choose to serve.
So good. And so, that's the opposite spirit right there.
Yes.
Instead of to dominate, I will serve.
Yeah. And so moving in the, or serving or responding in the opposite yes. spirit, simply we walk by faith, not with fear.
Right.
We walk in victory, not in defeat, in generosity, not greed, in peace, not anxiety, in love, not anger, in integrity, not dishonesty, in joy, not in depression. We serve instead of wanting to lead. Mm-hmm. This is, again, these words, they're nothing new. But boy, when it begins to be lived in and through my life, everything changes.
You know what? I'm the super practical person here. And I was thinking of, I could remember when you mentioned the subject you want to talk about today, I thought, whoa, responding yeah. in the opposite spirits I have seen this strategy work right in front of my eyes. And I had a couple.
Again, the choice.
Yeah.
You have the choice.
Yes. And so I'm going to give you some examples.
Yeah,
you'll probably remember these.
Okay.
Back in 2001, we had just moved to Phoenix, Arizona, and we took our kids for an evening swim. And it was like 7:30 or 8 o'clock. And I remember we had a community pool. And so we took our kids to the community pool. Do you remember this, Bob?
Yeah.
Did you know I was going to bring this one up?
Because
this was intense.
Yeah.
So what happened was we were having fun with the kids and we were going through probably through the darkest season of our life as far as fear and just so scared of the future.
Yeah.
And we were in the middle
of a new city.
Home, we were in crisis everything. And it was a very private crisis. Our kids didn't know about it. We weren't doing well, but we took our kids for a beautiful evening swim.
Yeah.
It was April and we were just, you know, finally hearing laughter of my kids' voices. And it was just like music to my soul. And then someone from the neighborhood comes in and
starts scolding us.
I mean, Bob is using nice words, but she literally screamed at the top of her lungs, accusing us of not only making too much noise at 8 o'clock at night, but why are our children not in bed? And
you've been here during the day. Why aren't they in school?
And we said, well,
they're just going on.
We just moved here from Canada. But then she said, I'll bet that you don't even live in this. Did you break into this pool?
That's right.
And you don't even, she defamed our character, saying that we did not deserve to be in that pool.
Okay. So your point, get to it.
Come on, you guys, you got to love the drama, right? Like, yeah. I mean, you got to see but every question she asked, I mean, our mouths were kind of open because we stopped, our kids stopped. There was dead silence as we listened to her yell at us. And she would ask us a question and we would answer with gentleness. Well, we just moved here. You know, we live just over the street over. And then they yelled at the volume 10 with the next question.
Louder.
And then we would be more gentle and quiet. Right. And then we started to apologize. And we said, remember that? You and I both we are so sorry. We apologize. We didn't realize that the noise was bothering you. And then she got so angry because we weren't fighting with her. Mm. It's like we defused the dynamite.
It didn't feel like it in the moment.
But what happened was, is that it couldn't go on.
Uh-huh.
Like if we would have risen up and started defending where we lived or defending ourselves, it doesn't work. But when we were faced with anger, we responded in gentleness.
Yeah.
And That was just one of my examples I remembered about responding in the opposite spirit of what we were given.
And then you're able to walk away with a clear conscience.
Yeah, that's true. We were, weren't
you
we? Know,
you don't have to defend. And right. So.
And my apology was, it was very sincere. I sure didn't want to bother people.
So one of the things, you know, when you respond in the opposite spirit is that you're choosing, you know, to occupy. Again, you're not taking a passive role, but rather you're moving towards it with a heart of service. You know, rather than demanding your rights, okay, you lay down your rights and you pick up a responsibility, and the responsibility is that person's hurting.
Right.
Behind an angry person is a scared person, is a hurting person.
Yes.
See, if you're able to do that, then all of a sudden I can move towards you and I can serve you. One of the, in Luke chapter 10, it talks about the man who was beaten by the road. And a Samaritan comes along. You know, he had been passed by.
Right.
But he wasn't of his group. You know, they were actually socially enemies with one another, but he made a way. And he saw a need, took him, cared for him. You know, it cost him money. You know, it affected his life. But here's what didn't happen. What didn't happen is that he didn't change the crime rate there on the road. He didn't change necessarily the relationship, you know, between the two culture groups. Those didn't change, but he saw a need and he chose to serve and to love and to make a way for another person. Mm-hmm. That's responding. And then what I do is that I change the atmosphere and I move into that, you know, with the extravagance of the love of God.
Exactly. And I loved what you said about it's not being passive. You know, because we can think of that and say, well, I'm just enabling this person to get angry. No. I loved what you said, Bob. I see a need, and I'm going to take territory. And I'm where there once was anger, I'm going to move in there with gentleness and unconditional love and watch how people can thrive in that land of gentleness. Yeah.
And when you respond in the opposite spirit, what you do is you are actually allowing your life to be interrupted.
Mm.
Okay? It's almost as though you might be sensing or feeling an attack. You know, someone might be coming out against you, and it's just like, you know, I'm not going to defend myself, but rather I'm going to choose to move in this way. But then I'm willing for my life to be interrupted because I see value in you.
Yes.
Okay? And I'm going to make then space for you.
So good.
You see, so as then I make space for you.
That's so good.
Then the peace, you know, that I bring to the atmosphere begins to supersede over the anger. It begins to, you know, bring a calmness. But the whole thing is that I see you.
Yes.
And so one of the things that I want to you know, talk about in responding in the opposite spirit. And the first one is that recognize when you choose life, when you choose to operate in the opposite spirit, in other words, bringing the kingdom of heaven, of righteousness, peace, and joy of wherever you go, that number one, you are influencing the atmosphere.
You are influencing your family. You are influencing your marriage. You're influencing family dinner. Yep. I mean, everywhere you go, you are that amazing influencer with what you're bringing in the opposite spirit of what's happening. And I think it's powerful because especially when you're getting judged, I think that's been one that's really big for me, is that I might not have any judgment towards a person. I can remember one particular, you know, I like to tell stories, Bob, but you know that story a few years ago at Christmas, right before our kids were coming home, you had had coffee with someone.
Oh, yes.
You had had coffee with
someone,
and I said, hey, how was coffee with that person? Yeah. And they said, well, you know, they have some questions.
Yeah.
I
shared with you the conversation, you know, just because you asked, but then you took up an offense.
I did, because they were questioning my parenting. And so whenever, I don't know about you guys.
Warning,
do I have any other
parenting
mama bears out there or papa bears? It's like, please, we're all doing our best to parent, aren't we? And so I felt judged in my parenting, and I didn't have any desire to judge this person until they started judging me. So mm-hmm. what happens is...
If you're going to judge me...
Do we want to talk about your kids?
Oh, now the gloves come off.
Yeah. If you're going to talk to me about my kids when I wasn't even asking you, maybe we need to talk about your kids.
And right. So
I picked up the same spirit. Do you see where I'm going here, Bob?
I hear you.
The judgment spirit came to me. Uh-huh. And then
now we can create a fight.
Now I can take up my judgment spirit and watch the sword fight begin. Mm-hmm. Clink, 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 clink.
But you started it.
Oh, yeah. And so does that work? Mm-hmm. How's that working in your family relationships? Work.
So, and hence, you know, this key principle is how will I respond in the opposite spirit? And again, I'm not being weak, you know, and I'm not
being passive.
I'm not being passive, but recognizing I am an influencer and that where I go, I change the atmosphere. So then the next thing is... Mm-hmm. Is that in relation to what you're saying here, Audrey, and I want you to catch this point, is change your position.
Ah, good.
You see, rather than, you know, jumping into the fight,
right.
It's just like, no, I'm going to change my position.
Yes.
Again, I need to either see or hear something that I'm missing.
Right.
Okay.
The person who said that is either... actually wanting to love me by telling me something that they think I need to know. So I have to go back into that. Instead of guessing why they told me, I'm going to change my position and say, oh, that person loves me. So that was a loving thing. They might have missed it. And
rather than feeling as though your back is against the wall, because when you do, you feel trapped.
Yes.
And when you feel trapped, you feel as though there's no way out. And that's when you get crazy.
Yeah.
You
know, that's when a dog gets crazy. You put a nice dog in a corner and they'll come out.
Right.
Snarling.
But recognize that you always have a choice.
Yes.
And one of the choices that you can make that will dramatically change and influence your relationships is when you choose to operate in the opposite spirit.
And the biggest one, of course, is when you're faced with conflict, anger, to respond with unconditional love, gentleness and grace, and that person is, because we are protected by the love of God, and you know He does have a shield
love
around
conquers.
Us. And sometimes when those words are coming at you like spears from the other person, just visualize that I've got a bubble of protection, that Jesus is protecting my heart. He puts His hand over my heart, and He's the only one who's allowed to tell me
correct.
Who I am.
That's right.
So when someone is attacking
me, I'm not saying that it doesn't hurt.
No.
But you don't have to allow it, you know, don't give it its meaning, its significance, its value.
Yes.
What you want to do is, oh, wait a minute, who's the real me?
Exactly. I was in a situation once when someone was insulting me pretty hard and I was just sitting there taking it. But I visualized those words were coming out of this girl's mouth, it, like almost like words in the shape of arrows, you know, about to just break my heart or just spear me, you know what I mean? And I just felt the loving arms of Jesus around me with His hand over my heart and saying, Audrey, my hand is over your heart. Those arrows cannot penetrate. And then He whispers in my ear, only I'm allowed to tell you who I am. So I could be in that situation and not react because I knew Jesus was there with me.
Yeah. And so I made one point. And then it was this, change your position. The next one that I want to say, and it's simply this, take time to listen. If you're going to respond in the opposite spirit, take time to listen. Not only to possibly what the other person is saying, and to be able to listen and hear, you know, beyond the words that are coming out of their mouth, but really to have a tender heart towards the Lord and say, Lord, you know, what are you saying? Not only about the situation, but what about me? And so I don't need to defend myself, but then how can I move towards them?
Bob, that is an amazing point. And I was just talking to somebody today about this. And we were talking about responding the opposite because I knew I was going to be doing this podcast.
Right.
And she said, what I've noticed in marriage is that we all get moments we didn't ask for, we don't like, and we don't know what to do. And we're in this marriage relationship. And we want to stop and act in responding the opposite spirit. But what she did is she says she just starts agreeing with her husband for a while, like just agreeing with what he's saying and just almost absorbing it and letting it come into her.
What about when he's wrong?
She said she starts agreeing and starts, so then he can keep talking. And then she said she starts hearing their side and it starts to just sort of diffuse.
So in other words, it's not about right or wrong.
She said, she says, I listen and then it just gets so much better.
Well, what I'm stepping into here is simply this. So often we listen with the intent of a rebuttal. So often we listen to prove the other wrong and yourself right.
Mm-hmm.
But when you listen, it's not an issue of right or wrong, but again, it's giving value. You see, a relationship is the
powerful.
Mutual sharing
that
of life and love
powerful.
One with another. Mm-hmm. So when you give another person their voice, all of a sudden you've reduced the rate of a potential conflict, because conflict typically arises when another person doesn't feel heard.
Yeah.
But we tend, or people like myself, I tend to listen for right and wrong. Oh no, you're wrong. And then I feel as though that I have a need to correct and make it right. See, then what I've done is I've completely devalued what the other person is saying, and I haven't given an opportunity for a relationship to develop. You see, we are more concerned about holding to our rights
and
rather
our rightness.
Than valuing the individual.
I don't know
of anyone more right than God himself. See, and Jesus said, I didn't come to condemn this world, but that the world through me might be saved. He didn't, you know, have conversation. Hey, he established righteousness, no doubt. But what he always did is he saw behind their hurt, their pain, their sin, their failures, their regrets, their guilt. He saw behind that and he says, I know who you are. You see, he saw the real them. And he says, let me talk to that person. You see, and he spoke value into them. You see, when I choose to respond in the opposite spirit, I'm not going to respond to the mess that's out here because I know who you are. And the way that I'm able to do that is when I know who I am, because now I'm not fearful. Now I'm not, you know, operating out of a place of lack or debt, but rather I have more than enough. And you know what? I got a lot of mercy and grace for you. You see, that's when you're able to operate in the opposite spirit. So, you know, take time to listen. And then the other one is simply this: care even when it costs you something.
Ooh, that's good. Yes.
If you're going to respond in this world, and we understand the crazies that are going on right now, well, are you willing to invest in others? Or, again, do you make it about yourself? So be willing to care even when it costs you something. And anyhow. I'll move on.
I just love that. And responding means caring when we live in a greedy world. So to care when you don't get anything in return is the opposite of everything that's going around in our world.
But where there's greed, it's typically because you're coming from a place of lack.
Lack, yeah. Mm-hmm.
So when that gets resolved in your own heart, then all of a sudden you have an abundance. So the next one that I want to mention is this: recognize that you might not be the whole situation.
you like that one, didn't you, honey?
I like this one.
What a concept.
Recognize you might not be the whole situation.
Right.
Again, listening or engaging with another person, there's basically two responses when you do not respond in the opposite spirit. So when you're with another person, again, the F word in the Meisner family is force.
Right.
Okay. I'm so thankful that God doesn't force or impose, but he invites me.
Mm-hmm.
So we don't force, you know,
don't force our way or our opinion or our plan usually.
So recognize you might not be the whole situation.
Mm-hmm.
But when you are not responding in the opposite spirit, there are basically two responses that you have. Number one, you're listening with the intent to fix. How do I fix my husband? How do I fix my spouse? How do I fix my children? How do I fix this problem? How do I fix? Hey, this may not be the whole situation.
Gosh.
Then cannot fix it, then you're listening and you're thinking, too broken, too disastrous, too complicated, mm-hmm. you know, just too messy.
Too much.
Okay, so I can't fix it, then I choose to distance. Mm-hmm. And this happens with couples where all of a sudden, you know what, we've just had too much conflict. Mm-hmm. You know, we're not getting along. We're not, you know, we love our children. We have some things in common. But then because I can't fix or change, then I choose to distance. Mm-hmm. And that is not responding in the opposite spirit.
And you know what? It only takes one person to come into it. It only takes you. I just want you to feel the incredible, empowering choice that you have to take personal responsibility for your part and say, I'm going to be that one that responds in the opposite spirit. And you can't do this without preparation. Just practice ahead of time. See yourself being, you know, bombarded with anger or bombarded with something, and close your eyes and practice. And then just practice your words. I'm going to be gentle. I'm going to be calm. I'm going to be generous. I'm going to care. You know, all of those. I'm going to be a giver, not a taker. And you can practice this in your preparation. It's amazing. It takes a lot of courage, but you can do it.
And then the last point that I want to make, and so I've spoken, you know, change your position, take time to listen, care even when it costs you, recognize you might not be the whole situation. And then my last one here is allow yourself to be served.
Served?
Served. Allow
Did you
yourself.
Say served?
Allow yourself to be served. And what I mean is, and I believe that's very, very important because, again, we're talking about relationship. Mm-hmm. And a relationship is the mutual sharing of life and love with one another. So sometimes when people look to serve or when people look to respond in the opposite spirit, they do make it about themselves. And what they do is they devalue the individual and they puff themselves up.
Oh my gosh, I'm so glad you brought this up.
But what you want to do
is I'm the better one.
Exactly.
I always act in the respond in the opposite
spirit.
Oh, you're being like that? I'll just go ahead and be like this.
Aren't I special?
I am so much better than you, and I'm so much more
mature
than you.
So that's my last point here, people.
So good.
Is allow yourself to be served.
And in that way, Bob, allow yourself to be weak. Yeah. Like, you know what, Bob? You and I take turns being strong sometimes. And
because when you're responding, you know, in the opposite spirit, just simply to fix or to wash your hands clean of the situation.
Or to be more amazing than the other person.
You ruin the whole point. You lose the whole point. You're losing.
Yeah.
And so where there's humility, again, that's the humility. And it's not thinking anything less of yourself. But it's also not thinking anything more of yourself. But when you truly respond in humility, then the person that you're moving towards in responding with the opposite spirit, they will feel loved.
Exactly. They will not feel like they've been bombarded with a prideful.
Yeah.
They will feel completely loved.
Loved.
And that is our goal. Love is our goal. Love is our privilege.
Yeah, then I'm creating a safe place, you know, for us to land and develop relationship. Why? Because you matter.
And you know what? Sometimes, Bob, I love you by telling you I'm weak today. And that's my way I have to love you sometimes, by just saying, Bob, today I can't. And then you love me there. Wow. When was the last time you felt the most loved? On your worst day.
Yeah, on your worst day.
On your weak day. That's when someone comes and really loves you unconditionally. Mm-hmm. Let's be that kind of person that stops and cares and listens.
So I just want to say thanks.
Wow.
You know, thanks for listening. You know, hear this, listen again, make some notes, but recognize how significant you really are and how you do change the atmosphere no matter where you go. And so your citizenship, it's of the kingdom of heaven.
Yes.
And you are his secret agent. You are his
covert operation.
But you're his ambassador.
Yeah.
And so you bring heaven on earth. And when you do, you don't need to defend yourself. You don't have to demand your rights. You can simply lay them down and pick up the responsibility to love and to be able to respond in the opposite spirit and know the real you, but in loving the other person, you're bringing value, you're bringing worth, dignity, and the opportunity for a relationship.
Yes. One of my favorite opposites that I didn't mention just simply says, he gives me beauty for ashes. Ashes are dead. There's nothing left. There's nothing good left about that part.
It's the exchange.
But then the exchange is he's going to give me his beauty.
When I give him my brokenness.
Yeah. Pretty special.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I think we're out of time here, babe.
Yeah, I love it. Thanks.
I hope it's been helpful.
I hope it's helped you guys as much as it's helped us. Just mm-hmm. having that in the back of our hearts all the time. Because Jesus is with me.
When in doubt, respond.
Respond in the opposite spirit. Put that water on that fire. Mm. That was the sizzle after the fire goes out.
All right.
It doesn't mean I have to go to the bathroom.
You didn't need to say that
okay.
either.
Okay. All right. All love right. you.
Hey, everyone. Thanks again. Be sure to take time, give a thumbs up, like, whatever it might be. Share the podcast with others. Let them know about the All About Relationships podcast. And we have some real exciting news coming up in the next couple of weeks. So you'll want to be a part of that. So mm-hmm. if you don't get our weekly blog, you can go to the website. lovemarriedlife.com
and keep Bob looking and for Audrey.com. Event updates.
Yeah.
Yes.
But then if you sign up, you'll know when there's a new podcast that's out, a blog that is sent. And then also we have a new live virtual event that will be coming soon.
We are announcing that very soon.
There's all kinds of fun things that
are we've been preparing for a couple months. We're excited.
Good. All right. Love y'all. Have a wonderful week.
Bye-bye.